Now let's try to go into the inyan of the Yom. What is Purim? What's the inyan of Purim? What are we trying to get in Purim? As we'll start off with Mikra and Megillah. There's a very powerful Goyim that the Goyim says in the beginning of the Megillah, it's kedai to read it inside. The Goyim says that the Iker inyan of the Megillah is to see, even in Hester Panim, even when we don't see Hashem, but to know Hashem is always with us to help us. Why is this such a big Yisoid? Because we live in a Shvera Golos, and many people feel, I wish Hashem would help me here, I wish I had more of this, I wish this would be better for me. It's so human nature in the Golos we're in now to feel Hester Panim. We feel Hashem is not with us. As this message that Hashem is with us is such a powerful message that is so helpful in life. Va'oi, zot the goyim, it's miroiv avas Hashem, He never ever leaves us. Yeah. There's someone, I don't know if it's true, a Yungaman in Yeshiva said that the Israelis sent the Kipas Barzel, the thing that shoots down the missiles to Ukraine, and he said, He said a soldier who works in the Kipat Barzel told him this. He said in Ukraine it only works 50% of the time. In Israel it works 95% of the time. So what they did was they asked the Israelis to come down and shoot. The Israelis came down and shoot and it still only works 50% of the time. He said, you mamish si vachush. That which the Kipat Barzel knocks down the missiles is mamish yata deshmaya. For Ukrainians, it does not work. It only works for us. You just feel avas Hashem in life, how important it is. That's the message, that Hashem is with us, Hashem prepared for us, Hashem takes care of us. To feel the avas Hashem, that empowers us. It's misameach us. We're not alone. Hashem's with us. Hashem's helping us. To live with that hashkacha as a dugma, as a moshe. Another powerful nekuda. Mordechai and Esther stood up for what's right. They were yidin that didn't. Mordechai said, you shouldn't go to the Suda. And they were yidin that didn't. What was going on? The Bachur in Yeshiva said, Mordechai doesn't know politics. He doesn't get the kings. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash. He's learning. You gotta go, guys. Mordechai's loy kareya, the loy mishtachaveh. One more time, Mordechai is tamim. He's mufka. He doesn't know what he's doing. Very important lesson. We got to stand up for what's right. And even though in the beginning you don't always see, and many times you don't see, but still, in the long run, Mordechai was Yotze Bilvush Malchus, the ones who stand up. And that's one of the inyanim of the Shtir of Purim. Chutz in the Zeichel Anes, that you should get a little bit of a taste what's going to be Me'ein Olam Haba. That you should have a simcha, which is nifladik. That's one of the things. That's why some people, when they're not bnei olam haba, when they get drunk, they wind up throwed up with all over themselves on the floor. And that's a joke, no one got it. But okay. But it's to give us a tima of olam haba. That's ki'ilu, the nekuda of the shtir, one of the angles. That's another lesson. And that's the pischasa of tachas hasarpud yala hadas. The tachas vashti, Esther moved in. Tachas haman, Mordechai moved in. That's the kilu. It's gone, it happened. For everyone that stands up, every bachur who's in yeshiva, every avrech who's in yeshiva, who's makdish his life to sitting and learning, for whatever time it is, that zaman is going to be very precious for you one day. And kefi, the amount you makdish it, that's how precious it's going to be for you. Very important. That's another limud, a very important lesson. It's me'ein, it's the last of Torah Shebiksav, the last ness, and it's meramiz on the gula asida. Those are two very important messages. Mishloach manos and matanis lev yeinim. Zok the nesivis in his pirush on Megillas Esther, that this is the only time on a Yom Tov we have a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira. On all other Yom Tov, we're blowing the shofar, we're taking the lulav, we're sitting in the sukkah. But there's no mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira. Only on Purim there's mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira. What's the shot? As the Manas Alevi and the Maral said, that there was a period in Klal Yisrael. You know what a period is? When Mordechai could say, don't go, and the people say, I have my gdolim, I don't listen to him, I have my way of doing things. That's period. Period levavis. The gdolim are talking, the real gdolim are talking, and people aren't listening. They say, don't have smartphones, and people just go ahead and do. There's nekudas that gdolim try to tell us, give us ages. That's a period. Period from gdolim. And period in Klal Yisrael itself. As the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is to start noticing there are other people, being good to other people. What happens on Purim? As the Yetzirah always tries to do the opposite. As they start putting on that song, that just lose yourself. As what does everyone do? They start giving akitzes to everyone that they wanted to get the whole year. I've been waiting the whole year to check on this guy. He bothers me. It comes Purim, I say the line, I wipe the floor with him. I now have an excuse. I'm sorry, I got drunk. As now I can get away with Vayesh Pnei Chaveira Beravim Begodo. Yeah. Sometimes even by a Rebbe, there's one Bach, one younger man who was in the mirror, who was by Rav Asher. Rav Asher used to say over, like, the Veld says Azeif, and he says, Aber mir sagt verkehrt. And you bring a Raya, and he used to say, as one guy got up on Purim, and everything Rav Asher started to say, he said, mir sagt verkehrt. And his mom, she was like, Rav Asher was like, mir sagt verkehrt, from the ganze Welt, mir sagt verkehrt. He had the whole place laughing. Rav Asher, the year afterwards, never said it again. It seems like it really bothered him. I don't get it, but it seems like you went in. You gotta be careful. This person was very, very smart. Originally became a Magid Shir somewhere, and now he doesn't have a position. No mutzlach. And you never know why. You never know where. You never know where it comes from. But be careful. It's a zman fakert. I'm really drunk, so I'm going to surprise you. I'm giving you a compliment. I'm going to say something nice about my chavrus. I'm going to walk over. I enjoy learning with you. You're great. Instead of always telling him he's a dummy, he doesn't know how to learn, on Purim, you can walk over and tell him, you're gewaldig. Instead of the whole time saying, why are you coming late again? I enjoy learning with you. Or anyone. It's a zman to be misameach people, to notice people, to be misameach people. There should be avira. Who yidden have yidden. We have the most special people around us. They're not perfect. We're not perfect too. Of lemaisa, it's so important to give. The theme of the shalach manis is to want to do good. Some people, they give shalach manis, and if behind the back of the person they give it to, they make fun of them. Yeah. It's lo human. It's like missing the point of the. It's very important to like be alert and awake. The first thing is you have to notice there is a re'eyu, and we want to care for him. We want to make him happy. That's the mitzvah of being misameach. Zog the ritva, even an ani has to give matanis levyeinim, because it's not a mitzvah of staka. The mitzvah is to be misameach aniyim. That's the theme of the day. Be misameach people. As that's the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi of Purim. The last point. The Chedushei Arim says a gevaldig gevaldig. He says a story with the Baal Shem Tov, but I'm not Hasidish. I can look at the story of the Baal Shem Tov. His point is so litvish, it's gevaldig. Zog the Chedushei Arim. Hashem gives Purim a day we could shtai, a day we could grow. Day we could grow in our Amunah B'Toch and our Simchas HaChayim, up in Adam L'Chaveiroi. and he gives a mitzvah to drink. And a lot of people, the mitzvah to drink takes over the center point of the day, and they don't focus in on anything else. That's the way the Yetzer Hara gets them. The mitzvah of banging, when they say Haman, which is a minig, it's not even a mitzvah, you Yetzer with one time, takes over the Kriyas Megillah. The mitzvah of drinking takes over Purim. And that way the Yetzer Hara steals everyone away from the Aliyah that they could have on Purim. But if someone takes the heart and he's a Ben Aliyah and he wants to shteig, he could do the mitzvahs, but he could do it kiroi. As you drink, you drink again a little bit later, you drink again a little bit later, you're besimcha, about not to the point where you're gone, you're blasted, you're stoned, you're beyond everything and anything. It's such a beautiful day that we could take in and be mis'ala together. Let's try what we can to be mis'ala and mis'raimim. It's a big day that we all could be mis'raimim from together, and to try what we can to be makabel, to make people happy, not to shepherd people, to make a Kabbalah for the whole year round. Purim should be mashpia. It's not the vote, okay, once a year I send Mishlach Manas, the rest of the year I hate the guy's kids. No, it's a theme, it's an idea, it's to break the ice. And also to feel the Aves Hashem in the Siyata Dishmaya and Hashem Yaza, we should all be Mis'ale. And Kimoy Shehoya Oz, that there was a big Zman Sara, there was a Gzeira, and everything changed, and it was Nahapachu. Gam Bizman Azeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Nahapachu from the Tzara we're in now, but not just from this Tzara, that we should be Nigal La'olam Voed. Shalom Yideh Shum Sar. The Simcha should go more and more and more. As Hashem Yaza, we should be Zeichar of big Yeshuas, every person. It's a big Yom Tefillah. 1 second is all you need to daven. Daven for whatever you want. Daven for others. Daven for yourself. Chavid. It's a big opportunity. The tefillahs are very chavid. As the tefillahs of Kol Klal Yisrael, Hashem should hear in Gulas and Yeshuas to everyone.